Psalm 4. Those of you who wish to may stand in honor of God's word. Psalm 4, beginning verse 1, the Bible says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah." Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would be with us tonight. Lord, as I speak, I ask that you would help me to say what you would have me to say, that my words may not be Lord, just help me to say what words you would have me to say. Help me not to misuse this opportunity. Lord, be with us all now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Message is probably not going to be very polished. I apologize if I end up taking certain passages out of context. It's not my intention. But if you come up to me afterwards and say, "Well, this really isn't," then I probably can see the point. I haven't spent a lot of time in study over this, but it's something that's been on my mind.
Amen.
During the last few days. And it's the concept of be still.
Yeah. We
look back over history and we see men that were very close to God, very men who were able to hear the voice of God, sometimes more literally than others. We read in the Bible of Samuel, who was a young boy, heard the voice of God so palpably that he thought it was actually the voice of Eli.
Right.
We hear and read of men of God through the ages who have had a testimony of being men of prayer. Men who had the ear of God, men who could hear from God. Mm-hmm. We don't really see that very much today. And one has to wonder what the difference is. And I'm not saying that what I'm speaking of tonight is the only difference, but I believe it is perhaps a significant contributing factor in the fact that we don't hear God the way Christians throughout the ages have, is because we're not listening.
Correct.
And the reason that we're not listening is because we're not being still long enough to hear.
Yes. Mm.
In our modern age, it seems like we're always on the go.
Yes.
Here in Maine, the joke is that there are two seasons, winter and getting ready for winter. And they both take a lot of time and energy. And I'm not saying that we should allow our homes or our preparations for survival to fall into disarray. But there's a lot that we do that is unnecessary.
Sure.
Going places, doing things. And if I might poke a sacred cow, television, radio, music. It seems like with our modern, we carry, in our pockets, we carry a constant distraction.
Oh, yeah.
If we're not talking on the phone, we're texting. If we're not texting, we're watching YouTube. If we're not watching videos, we're listening to music. If we're not listening to music, we're scrolling the internet. There's always something that we're doing with our phones, and we don't allow ourselves any time to be still.
Right.
Here in Psalm 4, in verse 4, he makes the statement, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." Selah. And even that Selah there, that's a musical pause meant for reflection.
Yes.
Stop. Think about what you're just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't do that anymore.
No, you're right.
We get done with one verse of the song, we're on to the next. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing necessarily, but we don't stop, we don't think, we don't meditate on the scriptures, we don't meditate on what God might be telling us from any. We come into the church and we fellowship, and I'm all for fellowship, but we fellowship right up until the opening hymn starts, and then the opening hymn starts, and we sing verse to verse to verse to verse, pastor prays, verse to verse to verse to verse, we sing. Pastor preaches, and then as soon as pastor's done preaching, we go out and we have our fellowship and eat the meals. And none of these are bad things per se. And I'm not saying that anything that any of that needs to stop. I'm not saying the pastor needs to change the format of the service. I'm not saying that I'll be changing the format of our service as a church at my church. But I'm trying to point out how seldom we actually stop and consider. Maybe we need to stop and just sit for a while after the preaching of a Sunday morning or any other service. Perhaps we need to stop and consider the things that God has revealed to us from His Word.
Sure.
Yes.
Perhaps we need to be still, stand in awe in the presence of God. That's something we've lost, isn't it, preacher? The awe of God.
You're right. Yeah.
Right.
We talk about God as if He's our buddy, He's our friend. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to have these ideas, but you don't find in the scripture, you don't find them referring to Jesus as my best friend.
No.
We take verses like there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and we apply them to Jesus. That's not what the original meaning was.
Right.
But what you do see in Scripture is a reverence for God.
Yes.
Amen. Considering His holiness, considering His righteousness. In fact, we read at the beginning of the psalm, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness." Mm-hmm. One of the defining attributes of God continually throughout the scriptures is His righteousness, His holiness,
yeah.
His purity.
Yes.
Be ye holy, for I am holy. Both Old and New Testament. Maybe we need to stand still for a while and just awe of God. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. What is it Psalm 1 says? In His law doth he meditate day and night. Chewing up the Word of God. Getting all of the spiritual nutrition out of it that you can.
Sure.
Communing with your own heart upon the things of God and upon the Scriptures and upon the things that God has revealed to you through meditation and prayer and we don't tend to do that now, and perhaps you do. If you do, I'm glad. But I think as a whole, we've lost something in the ability to be still. Psalm 46 is a more famous verse, "Be still and know that I am God."
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we need to be still and consider who God is. Mm-hmm. Consider that He is God and we're not. We can't do everything.
Amen.
Brother Hedgepath, you were talking the other night about doing the works of the Spirit and the power of the flesh. Mm-hmm. But we be still and let God be God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
In 1 Kings chapter 19, we're told of Elijah after his dramatic incident on Mount Carmel, and we love talking about the incident on Mount Carmel. It preaches well. It's an encouraging passage. God shows His power. It's an amazing, amazing incident in the history of Israel. Then immediately after that, Jezebel threatens Elijah's life and he runs. In a state of what we would probably describe today as deep depression.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He makes a journey and God makes him sleep. God makes him eat. And then in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 11, and he saith, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice." A still small voice. God is not going to shout for our attention, at least not generally.
You're right.
And when God has to shout for your attention, you're in a really bad spot. Because it's not going to look well. It's not going to look good. It's not going to feel good when God has to do something drastic to get your attention. But how often we live our lives not having reached the point where God needs to shout for our attention, but not hearing the still small voice of God.
Yes.
It's not a complicated message tonight, not going to be long. But perhaps we should be still. Put away the electronic devices, put away the TV, put away the for a while and just be still.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Brother.
Stand in awe in the presence of God, commune mm-hmm. with ourselves in our bed and just be still. Be still and know that God is God.
Yes.
Be still and know that if God is God, then we are not.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Amen.
Good.
God will be exalted among the heathen. He'll be exalted and be very high, but that's not something that we do. Be still.
Yes.
Now that doesn't mean do nothing. There's a definite thread throughout Scripture that we are supposed to be doing the work of the Lord. We're supposed to walk in the Spirit. We're supposed to do wait upon the Lord as not waiting as with our twiddling our thumbs, but waiting as a servant
yes.
upon his master.
Yes, sir.
We are supposed to be doing, but as has already been pointed out this week, we are to be doing in the power of God, in the power of the Spirit,
yes.
not in the power of the flesh. And there are times where we need to be still and let God do what God is going to do.
Yeah.
Be still. Not crowd out the voice, the still small voice of God with anything flashy. Another curtain throughout the week has been talking about revivals and how some things that look like revival are not revival.
Yeah.
And I would submit that part of the reason why that is so is because there's a lot of earthquakes, thunder, fire.
You're right.
But there's no still small voice being heard. Because nobody is sitting still long enough to hear the still small voice of the Lord. Stand in awe. Commune upon your bed. Be still. See. Lord, this is what we ask, that you may grant us. The ability to put the brakes on.
Yes.
Lord, we don't need to be charging at 100 miles an hour to try to get whatever it is done. Whether it be the physical cares of this life, whether it be trying to accomplish the work of the ministry, trying to force a revival or trying to make God do something that's not our job.
Amen.
Lord, help us to be still. To stand in awe in your presence. You are God. You are righteous. You are holy. To commune with ourselves upon our bed, meditating on the scriptures, meditating on the principles that we hear in the pulpit and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Be still. Still enough to hear the voice of the Lord when it comes. Lord, may all of us have ears to hear what the Spirit saith of the church. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.